This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Japan issued an evacuation advisory for the coastal areas of the southern prefecture of Okinawa after a powerful earthquake triggered a tsunami warning. Tsunami waves of up to 3 meters were expected to reach large areas of Japan's southwestern coast, according to the Japan Meteorological Agency. Wednesday's warning came after a very shallow earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 7.5 struck in the ocean near Taiwan. The White House said on Tuesday it was outraged by an Israeli airstrike in Gaza that killed 7 people working for World Central Kitchen, and that President Joe Biden called the charity aid group's founder to share his condolences.
The president felt it was important to recognize the tremendous contribution World Central Kitchen has made to the people in Gaza and people around the world. The president conveyed he will make clear to Israel that humanitarian aid workers must be protected.
The strike on the WCK convoy killed citizens of Australia, Britain, and Poland, as well as Palestinians and a dual citizen of the United States and Canada. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said earlier the strike was tragic and unintended, and the Israeli military pledged an independent inquiry. At least 29 people were killed on Tuesday when a fire engulfed an Istanbul underground nightclub during daytime renovation work, Turkish local authorities said, blaming an accident during the work. Firefighters doused the charred and smoking entrance to the club, which occupies 2 basement floors, as paramedics rushed victims into ambulances. Earlier footage showed flames reaching the 3rd of the residential building's 16 stories. This is VOA News. Officials say Ukrainian drones have attacked in what appears to be Kyiv's deepest strike inside Russian territory since the war began more than 2 years ago. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukrainian drones have attacked one of Russia's biggest oil refineries and a drone factory in the Russian province of Tatarstan. Regional authorities add the attack on facilities 745 miles east of Ukraine injured over 10 people. Ukrainian security and intelligence officials say they targeted a drone production site using Ukrainian-produced long-range drones. Tatarstan is known for its high level of industrialization, and a factory near the city of Yelabuga has reportedly built Iranian-designed Shahed exploding drones. I'm Charles Diletesma.
One child was killed and 2 others seriously wounded in a shooting at a school outside the Finnish capital on Tuesday, police said. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
3 12-year-old children were shot at a school in a suburb of Finland's capital on Tuesday. A fellow pupil suspected of the attack, a boy also aged 12, was taken into custody. Some parents had to wait for 3 hours before they were able to collect their children. Police said both the suspect and the weapon were in police custody and that there were no other suspects for now. The suspect had admitted the attack in a preliminary interview, according to the police. They said the 12-year-old will be put in the care of social services because the child cannot be remanded in custody. Police said the motive was not clear and the permit of the handgun belonged to a relative of the suspect. The suspect and victims were pupils at the school.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. The last set of children from the more than 100 students and staff who were abducted from their school in Nigeria's northwest on March 7th have returned home. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
Days before a deadline to pay a 1 billion naira or $767,000 ransom for their release, the army announced it had rescued all 137 hostages. Abductions at Nigerian schools were first carried out by jihadist group Boko Haram, which seized 276 students from a girls' school in Chibok in northern eastern Borno state a decade ago. But since then, criminal gangs without ideological affiliation have adopted the tactic to obtain ransom money.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. More than 53,000 people fled Haiti's capital in just 3 weeks in March as conflict between powerful armed gangs wreaked havoc for civilians. With the state largely absent and a path of the chaos yet to be established by politicians, those stats according to the UN estimates released on Tuesday. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.